The Educational Programs Committee is discussing a new schedule for next year, and so far many students seem to be staunchly opposed to the plan. I showed a copy of the proposed schedule to some students, and they couldn't seem to get past the 7:30 start time or the Monday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday classes.
Whoa. What the heck?
So that's ridiculous and not gonna fly.
But why?
What does this mean? That looks like a headache.
What?
I don't like this.
However, EPC members insist that they're not proposing the calendar just to make students confused or tired. According to Faculty Senate President Kelly Flaherty, this new calendar will make scheduling much easier for students and faculty.
Well, trying to find a time when we could have full Faculty Senate, music people and the coaches can't come at 3:30. Then I thought, oh my gosh, we should get that calendar out and talk about it. And so that's what started it with me. I don't know how many students are taking biology and chemistry and are in lab continuously Tuesday, Thursday. So there would be there'd be other time slots available for labs, which then helps with the scheduling for committee meetings and things. So Senate meetings could be here. You guys could have your Senate meetings. You could have your student club meetings then. So there's an afternoon free when people can get together and actually do things, department meetings, things that now are really difficult to schedule.
Flaherty also said students should take another look at the current schedule before they get too worried about the 7:30 class times.
Yeah, we currently do have a 7:30 time slot on the schedule. It may be the case that more courses would have to be offered at 7:30. I mean, maybe not. Mm-hmm. You know, there's still the same number of class period times. The number of class periods is the same. What has changed is the allotment of time in the afternoon.
I'm positive about it.